this very planet, especially those of you who are out protesting, the very brave and gallant youth who, for their sake, we are doing this broadcast every morning and every evening of every blessed day for the past few days and going into the future. I welcome each and every one of you. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. We have reconvened this evening after our lecture this very morning to say that this work is not done until victory is assured. We are live and we are direct, and the entirety of humanity is bearing us witness because this very broadcast is being listened to across the length and breadth of this very earth. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, the largest mass movement of its kind anywhere in the world, the director of Radio Biafra and Biafra Television, and more importantly, by the very special grace of the Most High Elohim, Chukwukika Biama Prumi Yanine, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We have reconvened again this very evening to preach the gospel of truth, the gospel of redemption, the gospel of hope, the gospel of restoration, and the gospel of liberation. And we are not going to stop until we accomplish that very task for which our lives have been purposed. We are here to encourage those who are on the front line, brave men and women, young and old, those who have seen evil, and rather than roll over and accept their faith, they have risen up gallantly to confront the evil that is the damnable zoological republic created by Britain to hold us all in bondage in perpetuity. That is why, if you recognize what these young people are doing on the streets, believe you me, you will give them all that you have. They have risen above timidity, cowardice, and idiocy. They have proven to all of us that indeed they are human beings, they are citizens, they are equal stakeholders in a society that promises so much but delivers very little. But above all, this very evening, we must give every praise and adoration to the Most High Elohim, Chukwukika Biama Prumi Yanine, as it is customary for us to do on this noble platform. The world is listening, and we are winning this very battle. In the end, victory will be assured. As usual, some of you are listening via IPOB Community Radio. Some are listening via my Facebook page. Those who listen via my page are warriors. They are determined. Facebook will try to frustrate us this evening as usual. Some of you will be kicked out. Our audience will be suppressed. Everything humanly possible will be done to discourage and dissuade us from participating in this very divine lecture this evening. But you must remain strong, resolute, determined. If you are kicked off one platform, you switch to another one. Resolute, determined. If you are kicked off one platform, you switch to another one. I will endeavor to the best of my knowledge to list out all the listening platforms available on social media for anyone with any internet-enabled device to avail themselves of this very evening, morning, or night, depending on where you are. Currently, we are broadcasting on FM in Biafra land, on satellite we are on IPOB Community Radio. I presume that we are on Radio Biafra app. We are on my page. I believe that we are on Tuning. We are on Simple Radio, on Garden Radio. We are on all these places and many more. Please endeavor to share, to distribute, to host watch parties. But if you're doing so on Facebook, it comes with a caveat, it comes with a warning. You may be kicked out eventually. Should that happen, find an alternative platform, and those of us here will do our level best to try to restart the system. Let us pray. We are praying for those who are out on the streets protesting, doing what most of us are not able to do, or most of us did. But in deference to the sacrifice, in deference to their bravery, we are saying that they are doing something that we are not able to do, because we are not out on the streets right now protesting and facing all the threats that the damnable zoological republic can throw or is throwing at them. Heavenly Father, Chukwukika Biyama Puriminkanin, Elohim Adonai El Shaddai, the creator of everything that is made, but nothing and no entity created you. That is the reason why the ancients call you Ebi Ebi, because you were there beginning, before the beginning of time. Mankind cannot fathom the depth or the extent of your glory and your beauty. In times of crisis like this, we exalt thee, we magnify your holy name, we say we are nothing without thee, we are not atheists. From the names we are given, your name is praised, worshipped and adored, for there is no other God apart from thee. There is no other worthy of praise apart from thee. For you are Lord, you are God, you are Almighty, you are everything. And all we are, we give over to thee. You know the hearts of everyone. All those young people out on the streets of Nigeria, you know them, O Heavenly Father. You know how badly they have been affected, not just by the crimes of federal SARS, but by the wickedness and the heartlessness of those that call themselves their leaders. Those who are in political offices, those that call themselves elders, those that claim elitism that is so empty and vacuous. People are losing their precious lives this very evening. The life of these, your children, are very precious. People are dying every blessed day, O Heavenly Father Elohim. Sometimes we find it very hard to believe that human beings can stand idly by and watch the senseless murder and massacre of their fellow citizens without lifting a finger. Our hearts are broken for those who are out on the streets. Our hearts are broken for those who are injured. Our hearts are broken for those who will brave the cold night to sleep outside, because there is need to make a point. There is need to take a stance for the loss of family members, and for so many nationwide that feel a deep pain every time a senseless death like the type that occurred today happens. There are many, many tears right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, please draw near to your children. All of us who are grieving the deaths of these protesters, remind us of your closeness and your presence. Remind us that you are with us always. You will never let us down, because your words are yea and amen. Instead of your words not to come to pass, heaven and earth will cease to exist. And your presence, remind us that you are with us always. You will never let us down, because your words are yea and amen. Instead of your words not to come to pass, heaven and earth will cease to exist. Human being, every sensible entity will rise up and say that they believed in God, their trust was in God, and God never let them down, that Elohim proved that He is eternal in His mercy, and they gained their freedom, and every generation remembered them. They remembered 2020. For children will talk about it in years to come. Every generation will reference this period in history. They will say that God was kind to them, that Elohim showed mercy, and at last there was justice, and to crown it all, there was freedom. And the name of the Lord our God was praised and adored in the land of the living forever and ever, we pray. He said, very briefly, I went into the spirit and bani memo. We must preach the gospel of heaven. This very evening, we must preach this very gospel. I feel like praying throughout this very program. For we have seen the light, I'm telling you, we have seen the light. And may glory be to God Almighty in heaven. Glory be to God Almighty in heaven, because there is none like thee. This evening, as always, as we swore with our lives to do every day, we shall preach this very gospel without fear nor favor. Things are happening in the zoo. The protesters are being attacked this very evening. It fills me with so much anger and rage. As I said earlier, they will throw everything they have at the protesters. Everything they have, they will throw at them. The key word is resilience. Always think about the prize that is to come. Always think about the freedom that your actions are about to usher in. Think of history. All of you who are out on the streets, you're making history. You are on the crest of something new that has never ever happened in sub-Saharan Africa ever before. You are about to set a precedent that will be reflected upon and pondered upon for centuries to come. The same way that we think or mention or reference the American Revolution, the Russian Revolution, the French Revolution, the revolution of Oliver Cromwell in Britain and many other places around the world, in many, many years to come, people will remember the youths that have thronged to the streets of Nigeria, and they will reference and pinpoint 2020 as the year that things actually began to happen. People will remember the youths that have thronged to the streets of Nigeria, and they will reference and pinpoint 2020 as the year that things actually began to happen nationwide on October the 20th. This is an army that cannot defeat one out of the 7 Fulani sponsored terrorist groups in the north. They are an army equipped to kill civilians. Before I came on air, we received our intelligence that British military officers have arrived in Nigeria to advise them on how best to kill the protesters. As we speak right now, in the head office of DSS in Abuja, MI6 agents are there advising them on how to contain the protest. Britain, as at this very night, is effectively running the government of Nigeria. As at this very night, I'm telling you, they have come. As soon as they concluded their meeting today, they decided that people have been terrorized and cowed over the years, that fear cannot let them withstand the Nigerian army. That is the reason why they have decided to launch Operation Crocodile Smile on October the 20th. And we are now telling them this night that given this very development, Britain advised Nigeria that as soon as they launch this very operation, IPOB will come out on the streets. They can now paint the entire protest as a secessionist agenda. That is what they want to do. And Britain advised Nigeria this very evening that as soon as they paint this very protest, spontaneous uprising of grief and anger amongst the people as a secessionist project, then the world will withdraw their interest. They will issue, as usual, their clamp down over reportage and coverage. They will leave the world in total darkness and allow the Fulani Janjaweed army to commence a wholesale slaughter of the innocent. These are the things that you must bear in mind this evening. This very evening, this very day, Saturday the 17th of October, Britain is now in charge of Nigeria through proxy, through deep fake videos, through concocted news that nobody can see these people. Britain have now taken over their former colony, as at this evening, and that emboldened the Nigerian army to announce that they are going to conduct a nationwide operation on October the 20th, ostensibly designed to break up the protests. They want to bring out IPOB, and we are going to come out, since this is now the case. Now, all of you that claim loyalty to the government of the Janjaweed, all of you who are supporting the Fulani terrorist onslaught against innocent people, you should now be prepared to face the music. If your father is in the army of Nigeria preparing to kill innocent people, now is the time to leave Nigeria, if you're still there. Anywhere we find you, you should now be prepared to face the music. If your father is in the army of Nigeria preparing to kill innocent people, now is the time to leave Nigeria, if you're still there. Anywhere we find you, commander, and anybody who has of the process at the hands of your father,
it will commence on October.
That thing that we have been avoiding before is now coming to meet us, and we must meet the enemies of freedom head on. October the 20th. All our people must be prepared to meet them. We are going to meet the Nigerian army. I am telling Britain now that we shall meet them. There is a protest going on all over the country to register legitimate grievances against a rogue state and a rogue police formation. And the army is planning to mobilize within this period, which means
all along in Nigeria there has been a conspiracy to terrorize the people into submission. If the army should leave the barracks on October the 20th to come outside, it means that Nigeria is a people into submission. If the army should leave the barracks on October the 20th to come outside, it means that Nigeria is actually a dictatorship, an elected dictatorship and not a democracy. And the people are going to resist it. It has happened elsewhere around the world. It is now going to happen in the zoo. This is the time of reckoning. It has come. You cannot postpone it any further. It must happen in 2020. That thing they have been looking for very many years, to subdue the South, the time has come. Everybody must rise up. And we are placing everybody on notice. If you work for Nigerian police, if you work for Nigerian army, if the army comes out on the 20th of October, we expect you to resign your commission. If you remain in the army, your houses in the villages will be attacked. Where you live in the towns will be attacked. That anarchy they want will come. Britain is promising them that they are going to save them. Britain has given our land to the Fulani. It cannot happen in our time. Instead, we will all die. The Nigerian army is set to commence its annual military exercise, tagged Operation Crocodile Smile, nationwide. You have not conducted any exercise in Borno State. Boko Haram is humiliating you every blessed day. Every blessed day you lament, you are begging Chad. You are busy pleading with Niger Republic to send you soldiers. You are pleading with Cameroon to come to your aid and rescue. There you have found soldiers to commence operation, whatever rubbish, nationwide. Take that useless operation and go to Borno and free the captives that are in IDP camps, in refugee camps. I hope they are listening to me. Take all your nonsensical Janjaweedism to Borno. Go there and exercise all you like all the days of your life. You are a cowardly army. You are an army of cowards. You only specialize in killing unarmed civilians. That makes you an unrepentant coward. Fulani Army of Nigeria is a cowardly army. An army made up of cowards who cannot fight real armed men. You want to go and kill protesters, whereas there are bandits all over the place in the north. The same north, what type of life is this? You people are planning to demonstrate in the north. The governors are complaining in the north due to insecurity. Everybody is lamenting about the atrocities being committed by Boko Haram. Yet these people, they have the effrontery, they have the temerity, they have the presence of mind. I may even say they have the idiocy in them to recommend, to suggest, or to even mute the idea that they want to conduct a nationwide operation. Now, every sensible person must ask them, if you have an army to conduct exercise all over Nigeria, why have you not defeated Boko Haram? Why have you not defeated ISIS in West Africa? Why have you not defeated Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb? Why have you not defeated Fulani Janjaweedism, the murderous Miyeti Yala? Why have you not defeated Ansaru? They cannot answer these questions. But you people are there watching like idiots as these fools come up with this nonsense. How many are they in the army? 150,000, 200,000 at most. They have the backup Miyeti Yala terrorist group everywhere. That is the reason why Governor El-Rufai was busy dropping guns in our forest, for Fulani Janjaweed in our villages. They planned this a very long time ago, and Britain is now supervising this very onslaught. They are the ones supervising it. They think they are sensible, they think they are wise, they think they know more than anybody else. But above all, they think they can use their guns and their tanks to intimidate us. We must be prepared. I am warning the so-called ordinary Nigerians to be aware of what is to come. If they roll out of their barracks, things can never be the same again. Everybody is going to suffer. Everybody will suffer. I believe that the media for the past few days, at least the print media, have been very robust in reporting what is happening in the zoo. Everybody is now going to suffer. Anybody who has an issue with a legitimate protest going on, none of your children have been killed in SARS or COSO and his or her organs harvested and sold to Indians. You have not experienced that. None of you had to swim through dead bodies in a zoo river to identify your children. So you don't know the pain that the people on the streets are going through. You have no idea, I tell you. Bring out this army. And we are telling everybody that the hour has come. That destiny beckons. I told you 2020 will be marvelous. It has come. It has arrived. When we go to protest grounds now, they kill us. Isn't it? So let us meet this army that is coming. We must meet it head on. The time has come. I was telling stupid Biafran governors, idiots who cannot reason, I was telling them that they will bring this thing to us. Their plan is to conquer you and make Nigeria the home of Janjaweed across the Sahel, across the whole of Africa. You didn't listen. I saw the video today of a zoo river. I was in a zoo river many years ago. I said people are dying. I did a video. I lamented. I cried on Radio Biafra. I told you people are dying, they are killing us. I told you that the Fulanis, we are coming. Very many years ago, I did a video. Go and watch that very video, and I want it posted on my wall for the world to see. I saw it somewhere, and I asked for it to be extracted so it can be put on my page. We did not start today. Elohim Chukwokika Biama, God Almighty in heaven, has been giving me revelation from time. Everything I utter from my mouth comes to pass. It must come to pass. That is how God in heaven ordained it. I went to a zoo river. The things that I saw in a zoo river I reported. And I told you at the end of that very clip that Fulani is taking over our land. I said it. And on October the 20th, that plan that was hacked by Othman Damfodio when they took Gobert, that they renamed Sokoto from Hausa people, is about to come to fruition. And who made it possible? The likes of Nnamdi Azikiwe, the likes of the idiots who are saying that they want presidency. Have you seen it? They are coming to shut us up. So there will be Fulani settlements in our villages, in our forests. Our lives are over. When I tell you something, some of you do not regard it as anything until it comes to fruition, until it comes to pass, until it happens before your eyes. Then you understand the enormity of the mess you're in. That time has come. Men are going to die starting from the 20th of October. I'm sorry to say, it's going to happen. It's either your freedom or you do something about it. We are now at a crossroad. If you back down, if you leave the streets, your lives will never be the same again. Fulani will take you over forever and ever. You are gone. They would have succeeded with the help of some ifulefus and some idiots that want presidency. People, idiots that want high political office. The time has come. Also, if the Gunna night has come, they are coming on the 20th. They are coming. Fulani is coming on the 20th. Mietiala are in our forests and our bushes, lying in wait. The path that Owazurike and his likes have prepared for them, Usomole of Owole, they all the things here When I told you that these people are saboteurs, you didn't listen to me. The time has come. Their masters are coming. Let's say it again now. On the 20th. Previously, they used to launch their operation, whatever rubbish, to tackle IPOB, to tackle Biafra agitation, or to claim they want people to travel home and have an enjoyable Christmas. Is now Christmas? Go and check. They have run out of excuses. They have full any things that with this impunity and British support, they can do anything they like. Now we are all going to die there. All of us will perish. Come on the 20th, we are waiting. You know, Bia, I am asking the zoo army, come on the 20th. Your children are out on the streets protesting. Your daughters are out on the streets protesting. They are not protesting to divide Nigeria. No, they are protesting because of the brutality of SARS, which is symptomatic of the failure of leadership and brutality of those who are ruling Nigeria. The fact of the matter is that I don't care who your father is, who your mother is, the president of the party, they are all failures. They only care about their immediate family, or they lack the know-how, they lack the knowing, they lack the education, they lack the capacity to build a viable modern nation. They can't do it. Your mommy, your daddy cannot do it. They can never ever do it. Because they are not enlightened enough. They are not polished enough to understand what is happening. They are coming on the 20th of October. It's here in this day newspaper. Black people. Do you see why I go very hard on black people? Do you now understand me? Do you see the way they reason? You have an army. Nobody will ask them this simple question. You have an army to mobilize all over the country to do exercise. But you cannot do exercise in the small Borno states that you have, that terrorists are disturbing you. And I ask you again, what sort of people are you? Are you people human beings? Can you people reason? Can you reason at all? I'm asking you, where is your brain? You claim you have this army to mobilize on October the 20th, yet Boko Haram is tormenting you every blessed day. Yet, every time that Governor Zulum of Borno State comes out of his state, he's attacked. You people are not ashamed of yourselves. You are not ashamed of yourselves. And you want to be regarded as human beings, of course. Do you see the problem with all due respect to the young people who are out on the streets? They are the reason why, if you have checked, for the past few days I have not called Nigerians zoo animals because of what their children are doing. They have redeemed them. They have now demonstrated, they have shown that they are human beings. They have now proven it. That is why I no longer call them zoo animals. That is why I no longer have all those choice names to call them. If they want to answer Nigerians, I give it to them because at least they are doing something. They have now done something. So I can refer to them as Nigerians. Or as Nigerian youths, as the case may be. Because they have done something that no other generation has been able to do. You must salute them and salute. I said you must salute them and salute their courage. You must salute them. Fulanis are coming on the 20th. They are wearing Nigerian army uniform, the same army that they recruited Boko Haram into. Can't you see the game they're playing? Can't you see it? They are now putting terrorists in uniform, official army uniform, giving them government issue automatic rifles and unleashing them on the South, the template of their forefathers, and they are coming now to execute it. When I was warning you, you thought, hey, he wants to cause trouble, he wants to fight. They are now bringing it. If you like it or not, the war will come. It will come. How prepared you are is what determines the outcome. And they have an upper hand. They have all the money in the world. They control the army. They control the navy. They control the air force. They control everything. They have all the petrol dollar coming from Biafra land. And they also have Britain advising them. But we have nothing. The only thing we have is God Almighty in heaven.
I went on my knees and I prayed and I said to God, if we are your children, now is the time to show it. Now is the time. The same God of our ancestors, the God of Pharaoh, the God of Israel, that same God that we call upon. Because of you, we name our children Nnamdi, my Redeemer liveth. Because of you, we name our children Chinyene, Chiamaka, Kamsu, Nonso. Everything we are is about you. We don't have to go to church to worship you. No, we don't. Because when I call my sister Chinwendo, I am praising your name. That time has come for you to deliver your children, starting from the 20th of October. You will now tell us that you are God. You will forgive us our sins. I have told you that in Biafra land, we will not worship any idol. There will be no idolatry in Biafra land. We shall call upon your holy name all the days of our lives. But from the 20th, you are coming to fight for your children. We have nothing. All the armies of darkness have now gathered against those that you placed in Biafra land to bring light to Africa. And we have done our bit. We have brought enlightenment into Nigeria. People have now woken up. They have now seen your light. They have seen your truth in us. They have woken up. Now that they have woken up, you are not going to abandon us. You cannot abandon your children because we call upon your holy name. We have nothing, but we have you. If everything we have been told, if everything that we have experienced in life about you is true, God Almighty in heaven, the time has come. 20th of October, 2020. The armies of darkness will descend upon the children of light. You will fight this battle for us. This very broadcast is going out to your creation all over the world. We are not basing our strategy on anything so sophisticated. Our belief is in the names that we have been given from generation to generation. We name our children Chimampam. God knows all our problems. We are answering these names before the white man came. Now is the time to prove that you are God, starting from the 20th. I hand over all those who are protesting, who are out on the streets. I hand over the land of Biafra, Ududuwa land, the land of Pararafa in the Middle Belt, and all those who believe in your redeeming grace, that you are Lord God Almighty, the creator of everything that we see around us. Have mercy upon us and fight this battle for us. We are nothing. We are going into this battle with your name and your name only. Chukwu kikabia mapurumi yenine. Abasembong tamono olisa. You, only you is God. And on the 20th you prove it. So that when Biafra comes, when we worship your name and dance songs in praise of your holiness, the world may understand that indeed we are the children of light. We must proceed this very evening. Things are happening in the zoo as we expected to. In Kwara State, I want you to listen very carefully to me this evening, please. This evening is very, very critical. And Ikechukwu, this very clip, this very broadcast should be cut out and placed in a very special place, because we want to lecture the Alamajiri tonight. I want to also lecture Britain and tell them that we are not fools. We are not idiots. We came to serve a purpose, and that very purpose must be fulfilled in our time. We did not send ourselves God Almighty in heaven sent us. And you can see the manifestation of that very work in the lives of young people in Nigeria today who are out on the streets. There was a news that I saw, and I said I will analyze this news very calmly, because I would like people to make notes. I want people to understand the enormity of the mess they are in the zoo, and why this divide, both philosophical and ideological, will always exist in Nigeria. And as long as it exists, nothing good shall come out of that place. In Kwara State, the deputy governor was seen riding in Okada as young people protesting blocked his convoy. I'll read the news for you. As protest against police brutality and bad governance continues nationwide, an online publisher stumbled into a viral video of how NSAS protesters blocked the convoy of Kwara State Deputy Governor. This is power to the people. Do you remember in Kaduna in 2015? Please listen carefully. This is an elected deputy governor. Elected deputy governor. Exercising his mandate to serve his people. Deputy governor of Kwara State. I don't know who he is. But maybe at the end of this program I will. Remember 2015? I was arrested in October of 2015. So this happened around either October or November of 2015. Remember El Zagzagi, do you remember him? Of the Islamic movement of Nigeria. El Zagzagi's people blocked the convoy as citizens of Buratai, if you can remember, in 2015. Rather than get down and find his way to the house of the emir of Zaria, or is it Kaduna, where he was going to, he ordered his men to open fire. This is where I hold Britain responsible. I want people to pay attention this evening, please. Buratai was not elected by anybody. The mandate he's exercising was given to him by the president of Nigeria, then the dead Muhammadu Buhari. Nobody voted for him, but because he had guns, automatic weapons, he let loose and killed over 1,000 people. In that very melee, the children of El Zagzagi were killed. He was blinded in one eye. I think one of the wives was also killed. The same thing happened today in Kwara State. And somebody who was genuinely elected by the people, somebody with legitimate right, or should I say exercise of mandate, came down and took Okada. An army man that nobody voted for killed over 1,000 people. The same incident, the same scenario. One happened in the north, one happened in the south. Because the region of Kwara State is south, of course it is. It's Yoruba land, we know that very well. Forget all the gerrymandering done by Britain, forget all that nonsense. To divide you and to make you very weak. The same thing that happened in 2015 that claimed over 1,000 lives of your fellow citizens in Nigeria. Similar thing happened today in Kwara State. The deputy governor got down, got into Okada. Did that diminish him? It will make him a hero of the people. Had Buratai gotten down from his convoy and said, okay, since you've blocked the road, can I please pass through here? No matter what I have against Obasanjo, there is something about that man that I like so much. If it were Obasanjo that you block his convoy, the same thing this man did today is what he would have done. He will come out and say, okay, come and kill me if you want to. Come, what do you want me to do? Because you are serving the people. You may be an army officer, you may be a general, you may have that mindset of bloody civilians because you are an animal, you know nothing. You are there to serve them and to protect them. The job of the army is to stop people from invading Nigeria. That is their job. Not to be patrolling from place to place. I had to highlight this to let people understand, to let the likes of Facebook understand what we are fighting. Nobody rose up one morning to hate anybody. No, not at all. But if you're in a country where people have the right to protest, they can block the road during Davos or go and look at G8. The type of, I witnessed one G8 in England. Do you know the funniest thing? The heads of state, they were in Edinburgh Castle. If you see the amount of damage in London, you won't believe it. Not one single person went to jail. Because power belongs to the people. Those people there are the ones you're serving. When Buratai got to where the road was blocked, because he is a Janjaweed, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know that an army officer, you swore to protect those people. The people that are bringing out on the 20th to kill us. When they were passing out, and when they were recruits, they swore to protect you and me. That is something people don't understand in Africa. The army swore to protect you. The police swore to protect you. And the blocking of the road or this protest has nothing to do with them. Because anybody, the first rule of leadership is that everything is your fault. If something goes wrong within IPOB, it's my fault, regardless of how that very issue came about. Anytime something goes wrong in a country, the president takes the blame. I'll give you a very simple example. People must pay attention this evening, please. Do you know the reason why for many months Trump was behind Biden in the polls? Was because of coronavirus. Prior to the advent of coronavirus, Trump delivered the strongest economy in America's history. The strongest ever. And the Americans vote, should I say, they have regard for the strength of the economy when voting. That was why Clinton said, I think it was in 1992, it's the economy, stupid. He was talking to somebody. It's the economy that determines who goes to the White House and who doesn't. Now listen very carefully. Trump has done nothing wrong economically. His policies are working a treat. And a virus came from China. And I'm asking them, is Trump a Chinese? No. Did Trump manufacture coronavirus? No. But because coronavirus got into America and Americans died, everybody is blaming Trump for it. Do you know why they're blaming him? And rightfully so. Because as a leader, the buck stops with you. Everything is your fault. Because when things are going very well, you take the credit. I want Africans to understand this. Therefore, the incident that happened in Kaduna that led to the death of over 1,000 of your fellow citizens, your fellow human beings who were upset and protesting, somebody came down, instead of protecting them or assuming responsibility or saying what is wrong, how do we resolve this? He felt he has 3 stars, it's 4 star. I have AK-47, my boys are here. Why don't you open fire? And they killed over 1,000 of you. Until today, Sheikh El Zaghzaghi is still in detention. His wives are still in detention. They've killed all his children. Sometimes I ask some of you, how do you actually sleep at night? Some may not have brain, but don't you have conscience? That is the Nigeria that you're in. Analysis to tell you how they behave in the north and how we behave in the south. Can't you see it? A very huge difference. And whilst you're at it, only a few days ago I did a program and I said to you people that maybe the enlightenment we have created hasn't sunk in yet to some parts of our brains, quite frankly. Another two fuel tankers explode on Otedola's bridge. Fuel tanker this time, not gas pipeline again. This is our Fulani people. Fulani Janjaweed. They are killing you. They are frightening you. They are terrorizing you. They are telling you the land belongs to them. And I want to give you people a very simple assignment. Check how many explosions you've had since Buhari, because Buhari wrote the template and he died in 2017. They want to take over everything. And those who are implementing or tasked with implementing that very Janjaweed template, they are dying one after the other. Mama Ndaura will die. After him, whoever takes over, I will curse that person will also die. I'm telling you what is going to happen. When we started this very mission, I went to the temple of God in Israel to pray. Elohim asked me, what do you want? I wrote on a tiny piece of paper that I want Biafra. And I put it on the wailing wall. Do you know the funniest thing? That from that very day, anything I say comes to pass. It happens. Anything I tell you will happen, happens. Even the things that I say mistakenly. Do you know that I was preaching on Radio Biafra in 2013, 2014, and I said I would sacrifice anything sacrificable to get Biafra, including my parents. And today my parents are dead. Can you believe that? Oh dear. Anything I tell you comes to pass. Everything I open my mouth to utter happens. And in the zoo, they are going to kill you. Unless you rise up now to defend yourselves, you will die. I'm telling you the truth. That is their plan, and they intend to execute it. The reason why they say the army is coming on the 20th, or part of the reason, is to stop you from going to Asorok and finding out that Asorok is empty. It's to stop you from going to Asorok and discovering that Osinbajo is actually not there. Osinbajo is in Banana Island. They expelled him from Asorok. That is the reason why they are trying to keep you busy. Remember the clip I played last night about the doctor? That these are old war horses. They know how to fight you, but they don't know how to give you electricity. They know how to kill you, but they can never, ever, ever build good roads for you. They know how to kill you, but they cannot provide you employment. They know how to kill you, but they can never, ever make your life better. Nobody hates Nigeria. I had a meeting with a very good friend today in Yoruba land. Oduduwa land, I must say. And I said to him that in all honesty, if Nigeria is good, do you think anybody will be agitating for Oduduwa, agitating for Biafra? Do you think our children will be out on the streets demonstrating? And the answer is no. Let us be very honest. If Nigeria is a land of milk and honey, nobody will agitate. That is the fact of life. Because every agitation has to end in a referendum. I am sure if Nigeria is good, people will be having so much fun that if you talk about Biafra, they will say, but what is wrong with Nigeria? If it is not broken, why are you bothered? That is one lesson these people never ever want to learn. That is why we are where we are today. And that is why at the end of this, after all this tanker explosion, gases, every time, go and check. I said I'll give you a very simple assignment. Check their regime, it's not administration, of Obasanjo. How many tanker explosions you had? How many gas explosions you had? Go to the regime of Yaradua. How many tanker explosions were there? How many gas explosions do you have in built-up residential areas? Go to Jonathan's era. How many tanker explosions on the Tadola Bridge? How many gas explosions through densely populated areas in Lagos? Or in Akure? Or in Igwacha? Or elsewhere? Or even in Onitsha? Check how many Dangote trailers killed or ran into and killed people waiting for buses. Go and check. How many Dangote trailer explosions did you have? Go and check. You will find out that it is all, or should I say, disproportionately within this very Janjaweed regime. Ask yourself, who are the people setting off those explosions? These are the things we want Facebook to understand. Not that we hate anybody. Not that we want to curse anybody. We do these things because people's lives are in danger. When somebody is very sick and is comatose, they try to, and the heartbeat stops. The heart is no longer beating. You electrocute that person. But the same dosage or voltage of electricity, if you pump it through a normal person, the person will die. The reason why you need to shock somebody to wake up when their heart stops is because you have to take desperate measures in desperate times. And there is something that actually that people don't understand, which I will tell you tonight. You see, simple electricity is what governs life itself. Electricity. Do you know that anything that spins round generates electricity? Do you know that the earth, you and I this evening, the earth is spinning at over 1,000 miles per hour. It's rotating so fast at over 1,000 miles per hour. And in the process, it is generating electricity. When somebody is lying down, the heart is no longer beating. You need to electrocute that person. Pump electricity into them. Correct. To kickstart their heart once again. But the same electricity you give it to a normal person, that person may probably die or become seriously injured. Why am I saying this? It's for people who misunderstand us. They think what we say is hate speech. No, it is not. We are trying to wake up people who are dead. And my God, have we woken them up now or not? Now they are human beings. You can see the way they are behaving. Now they know that what SARS was doing or has been doing over the years is wrong. And who in their right mind can fault that? That is why we do what we do. That is why we say the things we say. Not because we hate anybody, no. We want you to rise up and stand up for your rights. And that is exactly what you're doing today. May thanks and praise be to the Almighty God in heaven. One day Facebook will understand this as well. One day they will understand it. That we don't hate anybody. We don't despise anybody. That if Nigeria is a bed of roses, nobody will agitate. I'm telling you, that is human nature. Nobody will. But it is a land of injustice. A land of cruelty. A land of hatred. A land that is so nepotistic. that people graduate because they have a quota to fill. Very, very sad indeed. And that is what we are seeking to change. Our children may grow up in the future, or their children's children, and say, oh, you know what, we love that name Nigeria. They can come back together and vote to be Nigeria. That is their business. That is a conscious decision they have taken. It was not imposed on them. Why is it that British intelligence officers are this evening at defense headquarters in Abuja, they are at DSS headquarters in Abuja, planning to kill innocent people? Why? Ask yourself that, because they created it. But had it been that Nigeria was created by Nigerians, nobody will come from England to come and plan. No white man can come, a white woman, to plan the execution of Africans inside Africa, starting from October the 20th. That is a fact of life. What we preach here is the truth. Some people don't and say, you're insulting them, you're insulting them. No, we're not insulting anybody, we are telling you the truth. When we say something against people, they say, no, it is not. You must respect him. Respect Ohaneze. Okay, let me ask you, what has Ohaneze ever done for all of us? It's very simple. Apart from going and submitting the CVs of their children and their friends to become ministers or ambassadors. Now, I'm asking you a simple question. What can a politician actually do for you? It is to create an enabling environment for your talent and your ingenuity and your industry to thrive. That is the meaning of the American dream. If you go to America today and you are prepared to work very hard, in time to come, you become a billionaire if you want to. Depending on how much work you're willing to put in, or how much blessing you have, how much grace you have from God. As simple as that. Now, do you understand it? Not that we hate, God forbid, we don't hate anybody. No, we don't. People are asking the young people on the streets to end the protest. I want this evening, I want us to reason together. It's not about me preaching. I just want people to help us. Let all of us reason together, like one family. It doesn't matter your tribe, your religion, your orientation, your persuasion, it doesn't matter. I just want us to reason together for once, please. You want people to stop the protest? Why? Somebody said, because Asorog have agreed to restructure SARS. Is that not correct? They said they want to restructure SARS. Mold it from SARS into SWAT. Is that what they said? Very good. But the same person or the same group of people who are now promising you, they promised or they've not done it, all, and nothing should have stopped them from doing it in this past 1 week, but still they have not done it. Understand this very clearly, please. You want our young youths to leave the streets to come back home. Is that not correct? Because their demands, they have agreed to meet their demands. This Buhari regime, Buhari is dead in Saudi Arabia, don't get me wrong. They are now wearing a mask. Did APC not promise to restructure Nigeria? Bola Ahmed Tinubu in Lagos, did he not promise to restructure? It's a simple question. Have they restructured? If you had kept your previous landmark promises, perhaps now when you promise something, people will believe you. But you, APC, the APC ruling party in Nigeria, promised restructuring. Did they restructure? It was a promise they made. Nobody forced them to. This one is by force of protest. No one forced them to promise restructuring. But they failed to restructure. As Mbakwe said, first fool, no be fool. Second, no fool, na proper foolish. You have fooled people many times. And these young, educated people, graduates mostly on the streets, you think you can fool them again? Of course not, you cannot. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Now we are going, somebody
carefully catalogued this regime, Buhari's regime's promises to the people. And let us see for ourselves, let us witness ourselves how many he has been able to keep. You're asking people to stop protesting. Oh, go home, I will. Not in a protest, or not in a revolution. You don't will, you do. I remember, was it Rasputin who was advising the Tsar Romanov of Russia, that the people are angry, they are coming. They said, no, roll out the army, roll out this, let us do this, let us do this. And I'm actually sure that the revolution started on the ship called Potemkin. If I'm not mistaken, somebody should please try and correct me. It was sailors that started it. Sailors. Navy people, navy in Russia. Today is Russia not a great... Of course, even Russia was great under the Tsar. Let's be honest about it. They were great. They were very, very great. Some of you don't know, it was in Russia that the white man started from. The Caucasus Mountain, that was where the white man, Caucasian, that was where they came from. Including the British. Or the English, because the British is a mongrel race. Including the English. And every other European, every other white-skinned person came from Russia, the Caucasus Mountains. We know what we say here. Buhari promised to restructure Nigeria. It is in their manifesto. He promised to end Boko Haram. He also promised to expose the Ikoyi apartment billion owner. You know where they stored billions. He promised to sell the presidential jet. He said he didn't need it. He promised to scrap the office of the first lady. He promised to create 3 million jobs annually. He promised to pay job seekers allowance to the unemployed without any rancor, without any fight or hate. Can anybody tell us which of these promises he has fulfilled? None. They still call the wife the first lady. And the first lady travels to Dubai to go and do wedding shopping for her daughter in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of a lockdown, in the midst of travel restrictions. Such hypocrisy has no equal. I think it was actually Reno Omokri who compiled it. Buhari's promises are worthless. Worthless. Absolutely worthless. And somebody today, very cleverly, I don't know where they came from, said, unless you understand your role in society, you can never ever make any meaningful contribution. According to the Greeks, there are three types of people on this earth: the idiots, the tribesmen, and the citizens. I need some water, please. Get me water to drink. These people don't know the meaning of the word idiot. They think it's an insult. It's not an insult. When the Greeks used the word idiots, they did not use it as a curse word. Idiots are people who just do not care. That is the original meaning of the word. If they write exams, they will cheat. If they are in government, they will steal. An idiot does not care at all. If he eats banana, he throws the peel anywhere instead of putting it in a trash can. According to the Greeks, some societies have more idiots than tribesmen and citizens. The next group of people are tribesmen.
These are people that look at everything from the perspective of their tribe, like the late dead Buhari. These are people that believe in you only if you are part of their tribe. That is when they will believe in you. Only if you are part and parcel of their tribe. That is why this nepotistic administration, everything has to be Fulani, everything has to be Janjaweed from the north. When the Greeks talk about tribes, it's not just about ethnicity. It's not just about ethnicity. They also consider religion as a tribe. A great percentage of Nigerians are tribesmen because they view everything from the point of view of their tribe. They trust only their tribesmen. Let me have some water. The last group are the citizens. These are people that like to do things the right way. They will respect traffic lights even if no one is watching them. They drive within the speed limit. They respect the laws. They won't cheat in exams and government. They won't steal. They are compassionate and give to others to promote their well-being. Citizens often promote projects that benefit everyone. The Greeks call this group citizens. Some countries have more citizens than tribesmen and idiots. Some countries have so many idiots. As I used to say before, Nigeria is full of idiots, but today their youths have proven me wrong that they are citizens and they have risen up. But October the 28th will tell. October the 28th will tell. Because things will fall apart if you elect an idiot, as people did in 2015. They also elected a tribesman. This very evening, I want Nigerians, especially those that call the shots in Abuja, are you an idiot? Are you a tribesman or are you a citizen? Because if you are a citizen, you can never ever mobilize the army to come out and kill fellow citizens. It is not possible. Reflect about your life. Reflect about your country and Africa in general. This is your assignment, and I am grateful to Comrade Bulus Jacob for putting that together. I am very, very grateful to you. The same man that spoke before about what is happening now have spoken again. That is how you know real, genuine men of God. They are always consistent. And I am wondering why anybody who claims to serve God Almighty in heaven will not support our children who are out on the streets demonstrating. The General Overseer of Champions Royal Assembly, Brother Joshua Ngila, has declared his support for the End-SARS agitators across the country. Consistency. This was a man that told them, negotiate now, dialogue now. They said no. Dialogue now. They said no. Because I see one little dog walking, and that somebody should please post that very prophecy of Brother Joshua Ngila on my page. Please look for it and post it. You know what he said? That one, Kano, he is like a puppy, a small dog, very small, very tiny. But when I looked, I saw behind him fierce looking animals. Some lions were behind him. Do you know that Ngila was talking about this time, this very revolution that is about to unfold? If we can withstand them on the 20th, we have won. You know that very stupid Dizu. Because I came on air yesterday and today and said, sustain this fight for only 4 weeks. We control them all, and to be honest with you, it's by the grace of God Almighty in heaven, I am nothing. We are nothing, we are mortals, one day we shall die.
But the word of God remains forever and ever. That is why only him is immortal. Only God is immortal. Grace. Now listen, please. The general overseer of Champions Royal Brother, please post that video. Let people see what this man of God said. He said the Namikan is like a small, you know, puppy. Small dog like that. A puppy. You feel sorry for it. You say, oh, it cannot bite. It's nothing. But when I looked behind, I saw some fierce looking animals behind him. Injula said to Buhari, negotiate now. And that one said, oh, that one, the gold hand. Do you know the treatment he brought into the country? Do you know what he did? Hey, I hope the court will hear the case. Who said to go now? He is in a grave in Saudi Arabia. And we are rocking the zoo by the grace of the Almighty in heaven. Because we are nothing. We are mere mortals, mere flesh. That is why every glory goes to the Most High Elohim. A real man of God has now come out to support our children protesting. Those that call themselves freedom fighters who have not done it all. Now, I want to ask all Asia in the Greek. What our children are doing on the streets, is that not freedom fighting? Are they not fighting to be free from SARS? Fighting to be free from police brutality? Or what do people actually understand as freedom fighting? What do people actually understand as freedom fighting? Do you know what it means? People come out to fight to be free. And you claim you are a freedom fighter. And you're not supporting them. Do you see them? As we used to say where we come from. Let the wind be blowing so you can see the backside of the chicken or hen, as the case may be. Those that claim they are freedom fighters, in the payroll of Abuja, they can no longer speak because supporting the protest means end to hotel business, end to pipeline security guarding. That is what it means. Guarding, not gardening. Guard, ing at the end. Because I always attempt to be grammatically exact. Sometimes people misquote me and write wrong grammar. I attended government college, Omuahia. Even if you pass through a community primary school, you come into government college, Omuahia, as an onion, which is class 1. By the time you get to class 3, you would have mastered impeccable English. That's how it is. Every Omuahian knows what I'm talking about. We must proceed. I salute Brother Joshua Ngila. I salute, is it Oyedepo Adebayo? Adebayo has spoken, so I salute him as well. We are waiting for the rest to rise up to join. Because very soon, traders will join. Pastors will join the protest. That is how it always works. That is why I am advising the protesters, please, I beg of you tonight, do not block the roads. Because those people moving, they are going to join you later. You don't want to antagonize any section of the public. I beg of you, please, always create an avenue or create a diversion. The people organizing this protest, they are well organized. I'm telling you, I salute them. I'm telling you the truth. They are well marshaled, well drilled. Because they are all graduates. Most of them have PhD, but there is no job. They are all graduates. So that thing they could have put into the society in terms of strategy, they are now deploying it to sustain the most viable protest in the history of Nigeria. Now, please, I beg the organizers and the leaders, please, on the ground. If you block the toll gate, say Lekki toll gate, you block it.
you must ensure there is a diversion people can take. It is very, very important. Very, very critical. They are coming back to join you later on. Please. Please. It is very, very critical. Of roads and bridges always comes on the fourth week. By then, the trade union would have joined. By then, artisans would have joined. By then, every market will be closed. We are getting to that. And when you have all these things in place, you now march on Asorok and ask to see who they claim is your president. And the game is over. The game is over. The game is over for the zoo. It's finished. It is finished. We are here to preach the gospel of heaven. That is my job. To spread the gospel of heaven to the living. That is my job. The only job I was born to do. And as Biafra was about to come, Chukwukikabiamah said to my parents, you have finished your job. You will now leave the stage. And allow me to do my work with your son. And that time has come. That time has come. If something is not wrong with the zoo, why would Osibanjo apologize? Why? People saying, end the protest. What are you doing on the street? But without these young, vibrant, brave people on the streets, do you think Osibanjo will come up and apologize to Nigerians? It will not happen. I want us to understand. I want us to understand. Britain this night is in Asorok. Britain is at defense headquarters. Britain is at DSS. You know, pride goes before a fall. America never knew it would lose in Vietnam. Britain is coming. They are white people. We created Nigeria. We gave power to the Fulani, so we cannot do anything. We are coming again. Ujuku rose up and we crushed him. Who is that Nnamdi Kanu? Who is he? He is a nobody. We can do this. But I say, as Ngila said, I am a nobody. But I fight under one banner, which you cannot fight under today. That banner is God Almighty in heaven. And when I pray like David does. When David prays, David demands something from God. David doesn't beg. Go and read the scriptures. When David offends God, David will say, I'm sorry, I've done wrong. He will cry. He will put ash dust on his head. He will say, David was a guy man. David is the only man that can charm God in such a way that when he starts, God will say, okay, take and leave me alone. But the big house you will not build for me. Your son will do it. I exclusively pray from the book of Psalms. That is why sometimes people send me things and say, pray from other books. I say, no, I want to stick to the book of Psalms. I love it. Because David gave me a code, how to pray and you get what you want. God says he is God. His words are yea and amen. He doesn't change. The promise he gave to your forefathers he will fulfill in your time. He said, mention my name and me alone. Don't worship any idol and you see what I will do in your life. And I'm saying to God, that time has come. 20th of October. And I'm telling the whole world. So God knows that the whole world knows about the promises that he gave to his children. And we are putting it to the test on October the 20th. When the army will come. We need to prepare for the coming of the zoo army. And my trust is in Elohim. I'm telling you the truth. That when I pray, I say to God, when Biafra comes and we build our temples to your holiness, to your name. When people ask us, why are you doing it? We say, because you delivered us from the hands of our enemies. When we had nothing. The world thought we are nothing. We had nothing. Lazy people, touts, attention seekers. Here we are now. Millions more have joined. They have risen up.
and they are out on the streets. In what way can I praise this very God? I don't know how to praise him. I don't know how to thank him for what he has done. If not for any other thing. Do you see the way that God can remove affliction, pain, and agony from people? All these years we've been called names. We never gave up. They called us all manner of names. There was nothing they didn't say about us. This great family of IPOB. Umuchinede. The children of heaven. We stuck to it. I said no. Today, in Lagos, you have miscreants. In Abuja, there are miscreants. I'm sure in Bauchi, there will be miscreants tomorrow everywhere. That same gospel that changeth not. Because Elohim said, go and preach the truth. You must be without fear before your enemies. Always speak the truth, even if it leads to your death. Those were the simple things that we did. And today, the whole world is resonating from a gospel that came from this very platform. Why won't I praise Elohim? Why not? Why not? I ask you, why not? He apologizes to Nigerians. The presidency, from Osibanjo to presidency, Amandianese. You don't know who is who. From Osibanjo was saying something to presidency. Osibanjo is hiding in Banana Island. They kicked him out of Asorok. I know where he is. The presidency has again reacted to the nationwide NSAS protest. This time it was Vice President Yemi Osibanjo who apologized to Nigerians over what he termed the government's slow response. Osibanjo said that this feeling is understood and justified. Osibanjo on his Twitter handle on yesterday night apologized to all Nigerians who are angry over what they regard as slow response of the government to their cries. The vice president admitted that fellow citizens are justified to feel this way because the presidency on its part could have acted much faster in containing the situation. How can you blame those who are protesting when your virtual vice president, because nobody can see him, is virtual, only on the pages of newspaper? Can you hear about him? Only on the pages of newspapers can you hear about him. Only on the pages of papers do you hear about him. Not in real life, not in real person. I remember when we started IPOB with my deputy, Jemefo, and we agonized and agonized and agonized, and he said, you must go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. We are here, go ahead. We went ahead. The other people went into another room and was discussing how to bring Abola Awosa Rochas into what we are doing. And I remember that day we came from the studio very late. Myself and my deputy, we came late to the meeting. We asked them, why are you holding a meeting without us? They said, they gave excuses that they want to bring in Rochas. I said to them over my dead body that I want to minimize what I say about people because our children are out on the streets. I said, over my dead body, will Okorocha be part of IPOB Radio Biafra? And we left. And see where we are today. Elohim is great. Elohim is great. Him is great. We worship Tukotika Biama. And I make parosi. I don't bow before any graven image. Because Moshe went to the Sinai and came down, gave him a tablet of commandments. You will have no other God before me. Elohim said, keep these commandments and Biafra. You see Biafra coming your time. You will suffer, but Biafra will come. And it's coming. Of course I can say it. Chineke Maramabai. We want actions, not your apology. I said to people that these people who are on the streets, Umuaka and Onokorozo, the youths out on the streets, they are intelligent. And I have always known that they're intelligent.
But I kept prodding them, kept pushing them, I kept cursing them, I kept insulting them until they woke up. I gave them electric shock. And they have woken up. Now they have woken up, there is no more need for electric shock. You now begin to add drip, begin to add vitamin. You begin to feed them custard, porridge. And when they begin to move about very well, then you give them fufu and eba and abu, and then they become very strong. That is how it works. That is how it works. Elohim is with us. Is our guide. We want actions, not your apology, sir. The use, sir. NSAS protesters reply. As the NSAS protest continues to rage across the country, some of the protesters seem to be more enraged. They are enraged. Enraged by the apology offered to the youths by Vice President Yemi Osinbajo on behalf of President Buhari, on behalf of the world stops. If you claim Buhari is alive, bring him now, let him apologize on behalf of the president. Did he go for Mugwa? Maybe the daughter that got married the other day has given birth and he has gone for Mugwa, who wearing a mask. And that child will pull your ear off. He will be carrying a child, maybe he's at Omugwo. That's why they're protesting on his behalf. That boy, Aisha's boyfriend, they claim is Buhari. You'll be carrying a little baby. You know, children, they pull your glasses, they pull everything. They pull your ear, they'll see silicone, the child will pull it off. Mad people everywhere. The protesters are enraged. They demanded that quick action be taken. Keep your apology. Do something. End SARS. Stop police brutality. Review this. These guys are so smart. I don't know. Of course, they are learned. All those years they spent in university, you know, frustrated, they came out, no jobs. They've been struggling and fighting all their life. Now they are deploying that strategy. You must end SARS. Then you review the salaries of senators. These guys, I don't care for them. They are too smart, I'm telling you. Very, very too smart. Way too smart. I love them, they are too smart. From that, somebody should translate. You know, snuff, you don't buy it. Even the oldest language in the world has its own vocabulary, so to speak. Big words. That's what they are doing. From end SARS. Because this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to address all the ills of the society. They are not asking for Nigeria to break. No, that's not what they're asking for. They are asking for things to be done right. How can anybody pull out an army to... And the same army officer commanding the battalion that is coming to attack the protesters. The same army officer, the same brigadier or colonel or whoever who cannot fight Boko Haram but now coming to kill unarmed civilians, the same man, if you go to his side, there's no light. Oh, hey, come, Aminu, turn on the generator. Have you bought diesel? Oh, there's no diesel today, sir. Hey, this kind country, oh, the same man coming to kill people, planning and sacrificing their lives to give him light. I don't know where the planet some people come from. You are a brigadier in the army. You go to the village, you complain the road is bad, things are very hard, there is no light everywhere. You put on your gen, your neighbor will put on their gen, there is noise everywhere. When armed robbers come to your house and you're shouting for help, nobody can hear you. Every day you complain. Now, don't you know that these young people out on the streets, are trying to solve that very problem that you have. How can you then take an order from Britain to go and kill innocent people? How? No, just explain that to me. The people on the streets, they are fighting so you can have light, so you can have good roads, so that when your children graduate, they can have jobs. So that when your beautiful daughter or your beautiful son is traveling with the iPhone 12 that you bought for him, somebody cannot kill him. Are you understanding? That is why they are out. Do you think they are out on the streets to cause trouble? They are out on the streets because they want to bring about a better life for everybody. How can you go and kill them? I ask. Explain that to me, please. Somebody should please explain it to me. Why should you go and kill them? What for? What for? I ask of you.
Oh, dear me. Oh, dear me. I don't know what is... we have cured a lot of ills in Nigeria, but we have not cured... It seems the army needs to be cured as well. Ordinary people have woken up from their slumber. The army needs to be cured. Maybe on the 20th, when they come out, when they see their death, then they'll get cured in the grave. Please, think. Those people on the streets, they are our... Believe you me, they are heroes. I'm telling you the truth. They are heroes. Everybody must treat them as the heroes that they are. You must treat them as the heroes they are. You must respect them. Not come and try to kill them. They want never to bring light. They want roads to be built. They want better life for everybody, not for themselves. You saw the way they reacted when they said a few people went to go and negotiate with millionaires. You saw how they reacted. Which means that they are prepared. They want that ultimate prize, which is freedom. And a better society. And that's what they're fighting for. How can anybody argue with that? Britain, they have 24 hours electricity. They have double-decker bus. They pay social security. If you don't have any job, you can go and apply and they give you money for rent. You go and pay rent and live somewhere. They are coming to Africa asking you to go and kill people who are campaigning for you to have the life of people in London. I mean, how do you want me to break this down for you so you understand it? How? Explain to me. You want it in French or in Hindi? The people that Britain have come and to ask you to kill are the people fighting to make Nigeria become like London or England or UK. So we stop asking for visa to go to the UK. So we give up our citizenship and say, take it. We are proud of where we come from. Now, a man who has 24 hours electricity, in England, you don't buy gas bottle. You know, color gas you buy in the bottle. No. The gas is piped all the way from the gas fields. Ask anybody now, do you buy color gas cylinder? There's nothing like gas cylinder. Only if you want to heat your home as a portable gas cylinder during winter. The gas you cook in your house with comes all the way from Scotland, from the gas fields. Or from Exeter, where the ones they have stolen from. The boy and the girl on the street is sleeping on Lekki, sleeping in a beggar in Abuja. They want the same thing that this white man that left England to come to you to kill your fellow people. She wants you to enjoy the same life people are enjoying in England. But a white man and white man left England to come to Abuja to ask you to go and kill people who wants to make your society to be like theirs. Who is a fool here? I'm asking you. Who is a fool here? This is something that Facebook doesn't understand. When we try to explain to them that what we are doing is a battle between life and death, they don't understand. We don't hate anybody. Stop this, your stupid community standard rubbish. We know what we are doing. There is a method in our madness. We are mad, yes, but there is a method to it. Have you seen the fruits of what you have been saying? That thing you call hate speech, community standard broken, has it not woken people up?
And now, they are asking for a better life. And this is the last hooray of Britain. They want to come and tell you, hey, come, I'll give you a house in Medville. I'll give you a house in near Harrods. I'll give you, don't worry, come. What do you need? We'll give it to you. But go and kill those protesters. Go and kill them. You are the next general. Go and kill them. Because he doesn't want Nigeria to be like United Kingdom. He wants you to be begging for visa. They love it. When you're begging, oh, please, sir, please, sir, how can you give me visa? They love it. They feel that they are God. You know, look at these poor, wretched black people begging for visa. Can't you see? They are in Italy. They're asking for asylum. Can't you see? They are dying in the desert. Our land is so beautiful that black Africans are willing to die, to trek through the desert, to dehydrate, to die of thirst and hunger. Only because they want to come to our land. Can't you see our land? Now that people are out on the streets trying to make their land to be as beautiful as Europe so that their children will no longer die needlessly on the way to Europe. A European left Europe, come to Nigeria to ask you to go and kill that person. What type of army are you? What type of army are you? I ask. Those people on the streets, you are suffering from NEPA, mosquito is biting you because the fan is not on, everything. Those people on the streets, they want to change that. So you don't know. That is what they are doing now. What do you think they are doing? What do you think they are doing? The people out on the streets protesting, they want Nigeria to be like America. That's why they are out on the street. Rather, every day you complain, hey, today is bad, that goes to where they pursue, it was bad. These people want to fix everything, that is why they are out on the streets. Do you see why you must feed them? Do you see why you must give them drinking water? Do you see why you must give them support? Do you see why you must attack anybody coming to attack them? Do you see why you must protect them? Do you see why they are heroes? Do you see why they must and should be celebrated? We are all in this together. They are fighting for us. And we must be grateful that God raised a generation of youths like this across Nigeria to do this very important work at this very time in our lives. You know, there's this piece of news here that I wanted to analyze, but I'm not going to go through it. It's about jobs. Now there's job vacancy in Berger. There is job vacancy in CBN. Everywhere. They are now publishing jobs. These are jobs they reserve for their children and their girlfriends. All of a sudden, they have now made it open. But there's no job. It's just like I'm applying for immigration. When you go there, you stampede and you die. These people, they are callous. All people are asking for now is for them to change from their old wicked ways and understand that everybody is a citizen and should be accorded a measure of respect. That power belongs to the people, the land belongs to those that vote for you. It doesn't belong to you, it belongs to them. That is what democracy is all about. The Fulani should stop being afraid. I don't believe that God created any race to be academically deficient. I don't believe in that. I believe that given the right type of, if they can jettison the inferiority complex, that they can't compete, they will do very, very well. They will go to school and they will do exceptionally well. But having this morbid fear that everybody is against us, they will swallow us up, we are not educated, we will move cattle from place to place, is a wrong mindset to have. It is wrong. You must compete. Competition means simply going to school. After all, you drink the blood of cattle and you drink milk. Milk contains high protein, so your brains should be highly developed. You are not fighting other people. The fight is within yourself.
those British people right now in DSS headquarters, in Army, in Defense headquarters, and Asorok, ask them to go. They are your problem. If they ask you to leave the barracks to go and kill people that will ensure that NEPA will bring light, why would you do it? If they ask you to go and kill people that will ensure that there are jobs after graduation, why would you kill such people? If in England, if in France, if in America they had killed their people that came to protest the same way that the youths are protesting today, you have nowhere to buy that fancy house, you know. Understand this very carefully. The people that are asking you to go and kill, had Britain killed their own when they came out on the streets, there will be no way you'll be proud of going to London today. So these people are out on the streets so that one day in the future, people will be proud to go to Lagos, proud to go to Iwacha, proud to go to Enugu, proud to go to Bauchi, proud to go to Abuja, proud to go to Gombe. That's all they're asking for. The same way a white man is very proud of his or of their cities, they want also to be proud of their cities. That is why they're out on the streets. And do you know the funniest thing, Mr. Soldier, that is planning to come and kill on the 20th? This thing that your children are doing right now on the streets, their own children did it in their own time as well, you know. And that is why their countries are doing very, very well. That is why their countries are... And let me ask, Fulani, why are you moving cattle from place to place looking for trouble? Do you know that you can have a dairy industry? The pig milk you drink. Let me tell people how... I wouldn't use the word foolish because now they have risen up. Let me tell people the mistakes that Nigeria has made in the past. Or they have made in the past. Where do you think pig milk comes from? Pig milk. Where do you think it comes from? Imagine the number of how many tins of pig milk you consume, or how many liters you consume, less compared to liters, every blessed day. Pig milk comes from Holland. Now, imagine how much money they make. Pig milk. Do you know that Fulani money could be going to you? Now, listen carefully. Not only do you have Nigeria as a market to sell processed milk, you can sell it to the whole of West Africa. Now tell me who will be richer than the Fulani people. This people will meet Yala. Meet Yala will be very rich. Very rich overnight. All you need, but you know the funniest thing, that the person who imports pig milk have sponsored one or two senators, when the legislation comes up, to get Mietiala to settle in one place and begin to process their milk, not just for the Nigerian market, but for the West African and African market, they will go and they will kill it. We need highway for cattle. You don't need it. You don't need it. Think of how many families consume pig milk every blessed day. All that money could have been going to Mietiala. But because they have inferiority complex, they think people are out to get them. They want to drive us away from power. That is why you are so parochially minded that you have restricted the opportunities that God has given to you. Only Mietiala could supply the whole of Black Africa with processed milk, pasteurized milk. People drink cornflakes every day, they drink tea, they drink coffee, all these things. All that money could have been going into the pocket of Mietiala. But instead they are looking for a woman to rape in Ebonyi. They are looking for rightful to destroy. Now, when you consider all these things, come on, for goodness sake. People package meat. There is hide. There are many things that can be done. Louis Vuitton is looking for leather, isn't it? Dolce & Gabbana is looking for leather, premium leather. Have you forgotten this? I'm just telling you, everybody's looking at oil and gas, oil and gas, oil and gas. I'm telling you that Mietiala alone could have been the richest group of Fulani people you have. But you're looking at oil and gas, oil and gas, oil, 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 upstream, downstream, oil belongs to us. Maybe after tonight they will change. And what I want to see, our intelligence is monitoring. What I want to see tomorrow is that the British have now gone back to Britain. Go, these Fulani people in Asorok, go to them and tell them
that we are no longer going to go out to kill our people because you want to control our lives. Fulani should stop playing the role of a lapdog to the British. They should stop it. And that is why God punished you and put you in that state. Tell them, I am not going to kill fellow citizens or fellow black Africans because of you, white man. Can you go there and tell a Scottish man to kill an English man or to kill a Welsh man and listen to you? They won't listen to you. Then why are you doing it? Keep your armies in your barracks. Don't bring them out on the 20th. If you bring them out, they will die. With that, we have come to the end of our program this very evening. I had wanted to take some calls, but I won't. Tomorrow morning, I will. I'll be back here tomorrow morning supporting those who are out on the streets. But I'm begging the protesters, please. If you block one route, you must give people direction as to alternative, please. Please, it is very, very critical. We don't want to alienate any section of the society because Labour will join. You people have taught Nigerian Labour Congress something. They plan strike, or they call them, they give them money, they back down. You have not backed down. You have our respect, you have our love, and you have our support. And we are praying for all of you. Because you are now our heroes, because you are now our saviors, please. I thank you all very much for listening this very evening. I never say anything, even when we use harsh words. We use those harsh words because we want you to change. Not out of hatred. God is my witness. Nobody loves black people more than I do. Nobody wants them to succeed more than I do. But when you are lifeless, in a state of coma, and your heart is not beating, the only thing I have to introduce is electric shock, and that's what we've been doing. And now, we have woken up many dead souls. Today, they are behaving like human beings, and we thank God for that. With all this love in my heart, regard and respect for those who are out on the streets, working very hard to make my life better. From me, from here, good evening.